This is the Truth Network.
The heart of every man craves a great adventure, but life doesn't usually feel that way. Jesus speaks of narrow gates and wide roads, but the masculine journey is filled with many twists and turns. So how do we keep from losing heart while trying to find the good way when life feels more like a losing battle than something worth dying for? Grab your gear and come on a quest with your band of brothers who will serve as the guides in what we call the masculine journey. The Masculine Journey starts here now.
Welcome to Masculine Journey. I'm excited that you're with us this week. I know I say something similar to that every week, but this is a great topic this week. I think they're all great, though, don't you, Robbie?
Yes, absolutely.
Because, yeah, you know, I know our group, and none of us are smart enough to really think of a topic, so we got to say it's God-inspired, and if God inspired it, it's got to be a good topic. And so this week we're going to be talking about our... Some of our favorite boot camp memories and things along those lines. And so we do have boot camp coming up. I know that we talk about it every week, but it's only a few weeks away. It's coming up November 21st through 24th, and there's no time like right now to register. It would be a great time to register, maybe not this exact minute, but when we're off the air, or even, you know, you can multitask. Go ahead and go to masculinejourney.org and register.
Yeah, from my standpoint, you know, it's just like the topic idea. In His presence is fullness of joy. And if you've watched this show any length of time or heard it on the radio, whatever the case may be, you know how much fun it is, right? Mm-hmm. But just take and think about it. This is the weekend right before Thanksgiving. Now, do you remember what you did last year the weekend before Thanksgiving? Do you remember what you did 5 years ago the weekend before Thanksgiving? Well, you could change all that, because I can almost promise you, if you come to boot camp, you will never forget that experience. You'll never forget it, because it is a life-changing. I'll never forget my first boot camp. Would you forget yours?
No, nope, not at all. We're going to talk about it tonight, actually.
Actually. And I bet you're going to do the same thing, Jim, right?
No, but I will. I do remember it. It was in Alaska. It was unforgettable. So.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was comfortable. I had a lot more insulation.
How about Harold? We got Harold right here. Harold, would you ever forget your first boot camp?
No.
Okay. A man of few words. Okay.
Did you enjoy your first boot camp? Yes. Okay, now here we go. No, but we've all been to various numbers, but most of us have been to multiple boot camps at this point, you know, sometimes for the whole weekend, sometimes for part of the weekend, depending on where our schedule works out. But Robbie, I can tell you where I was for the last, at least, I think, five weekends before Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I've been at a boot camp.
Well, me too, because that's when we do it every year. I can tell you, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell you exactly where I was.
Yeah, and it's a perfect weekend for lots of reasons. Maybe it's a season as you're getting ready to enjoy the time with your family, and it's a great time to kind of get your heart in the right spot to enjoy that time with your family. Or maybe Thanksgiving's a time where you really don't enjoy your time with your family. What a better way to be ready for it, to be praying all that time leading up to the time and let God work on your heart before you meet with your family. So, yeah, it's a perfect time to come.
It's an opportunity. Yep. It just is.
So go to masculinejourney.org, and we've talked about that before, that financially, if you're having trouble, don't let that be keep you from coming, right? You know, we'll help you find a way to get there. Just reach out to us. Any of our first names at masculinejourney.org is our email. You can reach out to us, and we'll get back to you, and we'll help you find a way to get there as far as the financial part of it. So just reach out to us and let us know. But Robbie, you have the first clip of today's show, so if you want to go ahead and either set it up or not set it up.
Oh, I'm going to set it up, because it's in so many different ways. You know, a lot of my favorite boot camp memories may be personal, you know, things that I heard from God or things that happened in my own life. But actually, when I really put it together, the things I actually saw in other people's lives, where God just miraculously transformed things. And so my clip is about one of those. And it happened because Andy, who doesn't happen to be here today, was giving a talk. And he used this movie, The Patriot, in order to set it up. And in this particular clip, you know, the general of the other opposing army, just, he did not see that coming. He just didn't see it coming. And I'm going to bet the farm that Satan did not see coming what transformation Andy would have when it came to sonship. And the idea of understanding God as your father, which is, you know, Andy's sweet spot. Mm-hmm. And it's just made miraculous growth in that area, especially from a standpoint of being able to communicate how God came after him in that. And so one of the first times that he just really came out of his shell had to do with this movie, The Patriot. And he used it to illustrate everything about sonship. And in this particular clip, what's happened is that the poor guy that didn't even want to get into the Revolutionary War has been drug into the war because his son was killed by a very, very evil, which you're going to hear this in the clip. You're going to, is a very, very evil officer in the British Army. And the general on that thing has got 18 of Mel Gibson's men, for lack of a better way to put it. I forget his character in the movie. And so he's going to trade what this general thinks is officers, which are actually big stuffed puppets that are up on a hill for these 18 men. And it's funny almost how he acted a little bit nervous when he was sitting there, because, man, he was in an awkward place if they caught on to where what he was actually doing. But anyway, you're going to hear he's going to have a prisoner exchange. And from my standpoint, just speaking back to the boot camp idea, you know, we would really like to have a prisoner exchange with Satan.
Yeah.
And we'd really like to put the fooler on him, you know, similar to this clip.
Now, let us move on to...
Prisoner exchange.
Sir?
You have 18 of my men. I want them back.
Well, I do have 18 criminals under sentence of death, but I hold no prisoners of war.
If that's your position, 18 of your officers will have to die. 19 if you hang me with my men.
My officers?
Sir. Top of the ridge to your left, just below the tree line.
Their names and ranks?
They refuse to give me their names, but their ranks are 9 lieutenants, 5 captains, 3 majors, and 1 very fat colonel who called me a cheeky fellow.
You know, this is not the conduct of a gentleman.
If the conduct of your officers is the measure of a gentleman, I'll take that as a compliment. Get my men.
Arrange the exchange.
My lord.
Release the prisoners!
This is madness.
You! Well, you're the ghost, are you? I remember you. From that farm, that stupid little boy. Did he die?
You know, it's an ugly business, doing one's duty. But just occasionally, it's a real pleasure.
Before this war's over, I'm going to kill you.
One of our captured officers, my lord.
Because of your incompetence, that man insults me!
Quite impressive for a farmer with a pitchfork, wouldn't you say?
You gotta admit, there's just... When you really think about Satan overlooking the situation in Andy's life and underestimating, right? It's pretty impressive for a farmer with a pitchfork.
Oh, yeah.
It just is. And when you think of the prisoners, especially in this area of God as your father, that Andy set free that particular boot camp and continues to, you know, hit home runs from our standpoint. And you know, just to watch how God grew a man.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen over one boot camp. It, you know, it happened over years and years and years and years. But it's those years and years and years we got to see it. But we also got to see a whole lot of other people set free. And to me, at this point in life, the thrill of boot camp is sit back and watch God go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, when Andy first came to boot camp, if you remember, he kind of sat in the corner and didn't talk to anybody. And that was for, or very quietly talked to some people, but that was for, I don't know, several boot camps.
It was?
You know, and then he came on to be part of the team. And, you know, I think it was a big step for him to do Andy's airsoft experience.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he was uncertain about that. And then he stepped into his first talk, and he just knocks the lights out of it now. So it's... it's cool to see his growth and his desire to step out and risk, because I know that was a big risk. You know, it's a big risk for all of us at times to step out when God calls us. You know, if it's not, then maybe he's not calling us to something big enough that, you know, that like the old adage says, if you can do it yourself, that might not be God calling you to it. Yeah, because yeah, you need his help.
Maybe you're feeling that right now about even coming to this boot camp, right? And so just like the rest of a boot camp, if you hear from God, he'll make a way. Like, the important thing from my standpoint is pray. You know, God, what do you want? You feel that pull? Well, God, make it happen. Show me.
Yeah.
And whether it's the logistics of your work or whether it's the logistics of your family or the logistics of the money, you know, push into it, because that's how miracles happen, when you want them to.
Yeah, I've heard from a couple people that I've been talking to about coming. And one of the things that I heard from one of the guys kind of surprised me. He said he was really kind of nervous because he's never really been around a lot of men in a setting like that. And I said, well, there's nothing to really be nervous on, because you can be as engaged in conversations with other people as you want or as little as you want. You know, my first boot camp, when I went to it out in Colorado, I didn't really want to talk with anybody. I was not there to really talk with anybody. I was there to spend time with God. And so I just kind of didn't really talk to people. I talked to them at the dinner table because we were there. But I didn't really meet a whole lot of people. I didn't really do anything like that. And it was very intentional, because that was not my focus. And so if you're very introverted or you're not very social with people, you don't have to be. But if you are very extroverted and you like to talk with people, you can do that as well, or you can do anything in between. There's no rules to it other than, you know, we're going to have sessions and you need to be at the sessions, and we're going to have quiet times that you need to be quiet. If you want to eat, you can come eat, but you don't have to do that if you don't want to, right? And so it's really, you drive a lot of how much you want to be engaged with other people. So don't let that be a limiter for you.
Yeah, and then there's people that, like Ricky Korn.
Yeah.
That will challenge you. And know that, you know, it's just, you know, God put him in the mix in order to, you know, I think about my brother, who really didn't want to talk to anybody, certainly didn't want to talk to Ricky Korn. I can guarantee it. But as a result, you know, Ricky just gave him a stone. And that stone, literally, when you think about it, when it came to the last boot camp, literally was instrumental in Mark's salvation.
Right.
And you know, being baptized, et cetera, you know, right there at the boot camp last year. Is that, am I right? Wasn't it just last year?
I don't know. Was it last year or 2 years ago? I think it's last year.
I really do. So that's where I was. Like, you know, talk about things with family. Just last weekend before Thanksgiving. I mean, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So we got that story too. Got a lot coming up.
We do have a lot coming up. But if you want to go, I know you know where to go. Go to masculinejourney.org. Register for the boot camp coming up November 21st through 24th. Again, if you have any need for financial help, we will help you out. We'll talk to you after the break.
What we have at our boot camp is something that makes you stronger and gives you the strength to go on your regular walk with God. It's something that will make you be bigger than you were when you got there.
I think sometimes as men, we feel like we're on our own and we've got to do everything ourselves, and the weight of the world is on our shoulders, and it's our job to fix everything and make everything right and have all the answers. And I think when you come here, you just get really honed back in and reminded that God really is for us, that a good father helps you, and a good father makes sure you have all the tools you need, and the good father comes through for you when you need him, and you just feel less alone.
Register today at masculinejourney.org.
Run to the Father, I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend, so I'll run to the Father.
Welcome back to Masculine Journey. That is Cody Carnes with the song Run to the Father. And that's quickly become one of my favorite songs that we do at boot camp. It probably came in, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 boot camps ago, something like that. Andy brought it to us. And it just describes my weekend every time, as I find myself running to the Father for something. You know, whether he's already there waiting on me, you know, or he's there with me all the time. But it just... that song just hits me every time that we play it at boot camp, is because it's been a lot of my story where, you know, I can't even start to mention all the times God's been there right exactly when I needed him to be. You know, that I find myself at his feet, and he's there to love on me and to help me through things, or to help me grow, or to heal me, and just fill in the blank. It's happened at so many different boot camps.
I love the thought, and I'm one who had a few talents and a few brain cells that worked and felt like I could do it. God was a great backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
And later in life, when I found out how fallible I was, didn't have to run to him. He was always right there.
Yeah.
But I like the thought, even yeah. though, you know, don't feel like he's not with you, because he always is.
He is. But I got to turn and
at least,
turn to
at
him.
At least got to ask, because he's not going to impose himself on you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jim, you have the next clip, so if you want to set that up.
This is in the running for one of our most used clips, and it's certainly one of my favorites. It is from Secondhand Lions, and this is the bar fight scene. And there is a bar fight, which is kind of hard to see on the radio. But when there's a very quiet young man who is just threatening, and Hub is giving his story, Hub has him by the throat and is looking right in his eyes, telling him this point blank. And then the fight continues towards the end. But if you don't understand the racking of a shotgun, you will
hear one. Quiet young man?
He was a quiet young man while he was
yeah, well, he was very
held
quiet
around
due to the
throat.
Fact that he had no... Yeah. Oh,
he
you're talking
no
about
wind.
Why he was choking.
He quieted him down based on the fact that he had his hand around his throat. Okay.
Yes. There just one hand.
He wasn't quiet at the beginning of the clip, but he no. got that way quickly.
He did. And that's what I was pointing out when things get weird. And here it goes.
Hey, old man. How's that barbecue? Give me some.
We're busy before I get lost, all right?
What did you say?
Here's a perfect example of what I've been talking about. He's been given everything but discipline. And now his idea of courage and manhood is to get together with a bunch of punk friends and ride around irritating folks too good-natured to put a stop to it.
Hey, who do you think you are, huh?
Just dumb kid, huh? Don't kill him. Hub McCann. I fought in two world wars and countless smaller ones on three continents. I led thousands of men into battle with everything from horses and swords to artillery and tanks. I've seen the headwaters of the Nile and tribes of natives no white man had ever seen before. I've won and lost a dozen fortunes, killed many men, and loved only one woman with a passion, a flea like you could never begin to understand. That's who I am. Now go home, boy.
Wait. Get out your knife.
Yeah. Now, boys, you're fixing to let those teenage hormones get you into a world of trouble.
Oh, Garth, did I ask you to butt in?
Huh, you just come out of the hospital.
Well, hey, there's only four of them.
Yeah, but, well, look, you fight this one first, yeah. And then I'll let you fight the other three after, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Watch this, kid.
Now, you better pick that knife up, because, son, you're going to need all the help you can get.
Come on, Frankie. Get him, Frankie. Cut him, Frankie. Get him, Frankie.
Get him.
Get him, Frankie.
Cut him.
Shoot. Always trick in the book.
Okay.
You hold it wrong, son. Not like this. You always do it like this. Smooth. All right? Try it again.
I identified with this clip more than ever listening to it. Well, actually, just this morning again. But the reason I chose this clip really had to do with this being used in the new name talk quite frequently. And that when I was thinking about the topic, which is, you know, what's your most memorable boot camp? Well, like Sam, I've had quite a few of them. But the most memorable moment in many has been around the receiving a new name. And the reason that is so special is that is during time alone with God, which usually is one of the strengths in any of the boot camps I've been to. The talks are wonderful. and I still pick up new things each time I hear them. But the silent time after the covenant of silence, almost said cone, sorry.
That's right. Yeah, it gets confusing.
But that's a major thing. And I thought of a few boot camps that were particularly important with that. One of them was my first name. And like several of you guys, when I heard it from God, I knew it was from God. My reaction was, really? You know, not that. Gentle Giant was the first name I received from God. And I had been called that a lot because I'm very large and I'm not particularly aggressive. I learned very early in my school career that being large and getting in a fight, you lose either way. You either beat up the little guy or you got beat up by the little guy. And that's why I challenged Harold, and he beat me soundly.
Yeah, pickleball.
Once he finally got serious. But I think he was just playing with me at first, but I'm still not sure. He said he wasn't and said I did well for a newbie, but was fun. But there are others, and I remember one when I was my mood was, you know, I'm here I am again. Okay, Lord, give me something. I don't see anything. Well, I do. I see stars. And I started naming different formations because I was an astronomy nerd along with many others when I was younger. And I said, okay, got nothing. Then I went up. Gee, the moon. I wonder if that's waxing gibbous. I think it is. And God said, that's it. I said, waxing gibbous? Well, that was another one that ended up being quite powerful because it was at a time when I'm getting old. I'm done. You know, I'll still live as long as God keeps me here. And that particular one was showing me. And I didn't believe that one either. I went home to confirm it was waxing gibbous, but it was. And that's a time of I'm growing to completion, to being a full moon. So, and I'm different. So are you guys. You'll hear different things from God. But I guarantee you, if you come and you are listening, you will hear from God at the boot camp. And I did have one other point I was going to make. I might think of it before the show's over. But, there it is.
Well, there you go. I saw it go around in your head. I could actually physically see that working.
I identified with Dub more than usual.
Hub.
And I'd been doing that since the first day.
Yeah.
So there's about a 50-50 chance between Hub and Dub. But Hub had just come out of the hospital. Well, this is my first time back after coming out of the hospital. I was a little bit reticent about coming because I knew I would laugh. And there are only four things that really hurt right now. The worst is sneezing. Behind that's coughing. Hiccups are bad unless I can get them controlled real quick. And laughter is number four. It's not as bad, but if it gets too serious, and I laugh around these guys a lot, then it's going to be pain, but you guys are worth the pain.
Yeah, too bad David's not here. He never says anything funny.
Sorry. Yeah. The other identifying thing was when I realized in this, the whole time he's teaching him. He's teaching him how to fight, mm-hmm. how to use the knife. And ultimately, he teaches them a lot more about being men. And it kind of occurred to me, well, you know, I had a bunch of punks that I took care of in school when I was a middle school teacher, and I know there are especially wives out there cringing. He called his darling children punks. I said, well, these were the kids that had been thrown out of their regular schools and came to our program. And that was the only place I probably could have taught very long or very well because I had the freedom to love on them and to sharing God was a regular thing because they would often ask, oh, Mr. Graham, why do you put up with us? I said, I love you. why you love me? You don't love me. I do, because you're one of God's children. I am too. He's told me to love others, and that's why I'm here. And, you know, yeah, I probably could have gotten fired for saying that, but not in that program, because they were desperate to have teachers there. Mm-hmm. And desperate enough to keep me for 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. So that was a... This clip now has to be my favorite after that. So.
I would think so. I would absolutely think so. Well, thank you, Jim. Mike, you want to share a little bit about your boot camp experience? You have to get up on the mic there.
It has to do with the name. The most powerful moment for me. I'm not a very outspoken person in groups. I tend to be very standoffish. Some people think, you know, I'm grumpy or whatever, but... But it was at the boot camp, and I was going through a season where a lot of pretty hard stuff was coming around. And the name anger was coming out, and the name that was given to me was passion.
Oh, nice.
In my life, my decisions and my friendships are always, I'm passionate about those that I call friends.
Go ahead.
So, you know, that was a big thing for me.
Awesome. Well, maybe we'll hear more about it in the after hours. Love to hear more about that. Go to masculinejourney.org to register for the upcoming boot camp, November 21st through 24th. Again, that's masculinejourney.org. If you can't go and you know someone would like to go, send them the link. Say, hey, this is something great that would be good for you. And let yourself be loved and love others well this week.
This is the Truth Network.